Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, November 20th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Hyper. You can order the new Hyper Juice, the world's smallest 100-watt USB-C charger at 40% off for a limited time through the link in the show notes below. The holiday seasons are upon us, and one of the biggest questions people have is how do you shop for a tech-savvy person who buys all of the latest Apple gear on their own? I'm joined by 9 to 5 Mac's Zach Hall, who's going to tell us what he recommends for people who already have all of the latest technology. Zach?
Hey, Chance. Thanks for having me back on the podcast, and thanks for keeping it going all this time. That's really awesome. This year, so we do these tech gift guides every year, and we try to find a different angle for each author and sort of, you know, how do we make it interesting and compelling and worth the reader's time. And in years past, I'd find like a topic, like an area of expertise, like HomeKit, for example, and write about that specifically. But this year, I was a little bit different approach to it. I just received so much technology for testing and review purposes this year that I a lot of times you receive stuff like that, and it's like, am I really going to use this beyond like writing a review? But there's so much that I've received over the past, like just say 6 months, that I actually really appreciate and enjoy, and that I wouldn't have bought for myself. So it's like a surprise to me. And I am definitely that person in my family who, because I buy, you know, the new iPhone, the new Apple Watch, the new Apple whatever as soon as it comes out, whether it's for work or just, you know, to have it for myself, it makes it difficult for people to shop for me. That's kind of how I approached this. Was like, what do you buy for the tech person who buys everything on their own, like you introed there? And you know, it's kind of a random list of things, but you know, here goes. The first thing is from the company Satechi, and or maybe it's pronounced Satechi, I don't know. But they make this new 72-watt USB-C power delivery car charger. And it's just a car charger. That's all it is. It's got a USB-C port and a USB-A port for new cables and old cables. But the USB-C port is 60 watts, so that's the speed delivery. And it wasn't long ago, you know, just 2015, when I would be in the car with the 12-inch MacBook and try to charge it over USB-C in the car charger, and it would barely keep its battery life. Like, if you were at 40%, you'd never get to 100. You'd be lucky to not end up at, like, 35%. It would kind of tread water in that regard. And because of power delivery as a USB-C feature now, and Satechi actually making one that's 60 watts, you can actually like be on a road trip and you're the passenger in the car and you can work on your MacBook Pro and actually charge, not just keep battery life the same, but actually charge. So this is something that I've kept in my car since I received the review unit, and I plan to buy one for the other car so that it's always in the car, because it's really like right now it's going back and forth, but I like it that much. And I think it's only like around $30.
$29.
Yeah, and these things go on sale. And I was looking at, like, is there something else like this that's cheaper to recommend? And Anker or Anker, however you say that, they have a bunch of USB-C car chargers, but they don't have one that's 60 watts like this is. They've got a 30-watt one and then a dual 18-watt one. So neither of those would be good for a MacBook Pro to keep it, like, charge it really quickly while you're using it. The next thing is something I know I've recommended to you, Chance, which is the RAV Power 61-watt USB-C power delivery GaN wall charger, and that's gallium nitride, which is like this compact, it's like concentrated power, so that you can have a very fast charger with high performance at full speed, but not have this big, huge brick in the wall that you're using, like the one that comes with your MacBook, for example. It's like half the size of the MacBook charger for the same wattage, which is really cool. And one of my favorite parts about this, besides the compactness about it, is that it's black. So if you've got a MacBook Pro, you've got a black keyboard, whether it's silver or space gray. And I like to match that, and I like black cables. And so I've paired this RAV Power 61-watt USB-C wall charger with GaN with a black Monoprice Essentials USB-C cable. And what I like about that is that it's black, and they've got options from half a meter to 4 meters. And, you know, if you recall, before 2016, MacBooks came with the wall charger and then, like, the lead, like, the long cord, too, to extend it. And the solution now is to just get a really long USB-C cord, since you can't change the end of, like, this charger, for example. And so I've purchased one of those 4 meter cables for $12, and I swear by it. Like that combination is awesome.
Even the cable is so much thinner than the lead cable used to be with the MacBooks. Those things are massive.
Yeah. So it's really cool. It matches your computer. It's black. Mm-hmm. It matches like, you know, all the cool new black stuff. And you know, it can be long. It can be short depending on what you buy. And the RAV power charger, like I think it sells like regularly for $49. But whenever I was writing about it this week, it was $29 with like a coupon in Amazon. So I paid I think like $45 for it. So it's pretty good. Next, and this is almost like a year in review kind of thing too. When I was putting this guide together, because I had to think about what's new technologies this year, and then what else happened. And if you recall, it was like March, I think. Apple canceled AirPower, their charging mat project, and so that was announced in 2017. That was the 3-in-1 like mat charger where you lay your iPhone down, your AirPods down, and your Apple Watch down, and all three can charge wirelessly. I never bought like an alternative to that while Apple was still doing the project. But once they officially killed it, then I started trying alternatives, and some of them are pretty good. Nomads is the first that I tried. It's like $140 or so, which is pricey, but for the convenience, it's way more elegant than having three chargers on your nightstand. But since then, Mophie has come out with one for the same $140 price. And it's just called the Mophie 3-in-1 wireless charger or charging pad. And it does the same thing where it's got a place for your iPhone. It actually has like a little indention for your AirPods case. And that actually, it works with the new AirPods Pro case too, even though it's a different orientation. And then like a little puck for your Apple Watch. And so that's something that I received to test. The first version that Mophie came out with was like this glossy plasticky looking color, and I didn't like that. But then they made what they call like an ultra suede version, which to me is just like a cloth covered version. And that one is way more like bedroom, you know, decor kind of design. So I like it a lot better. And that's been my go-to charger. And it's nice to have like an all-in-one on the nightstand, but also whenever I travel and I'm, you know, it's one charger for a hotel room. Mm-hmm. Without having a bunch of chargers in the bag, this is really useful.
And so it comes with the Apple Watch puck already on it, doesn't it?
Indeed, yeah. Yep. It also like it pops off. So Nomads comes with a puck too. You don't have to like wire in a cable like some of the older chargers.
Yeah.
But the Mophie one comes with the puck, and it's like more rounded, so there's less surface area that isn't the charging part. But also the little charging puck for the watch comes off. I don't think there's any like benefit to that, but except for packing it, where you can pack it flat and not have it stand out like that. So, and everything about the Mophie one for the same price is I think better aesthetically, including the charger. Like the cable from the back of it is much thinner and nicer looking too. So that's what I recommend that. And if you just want something cheaper than that, Mophie has a 2-in-1 charging mat that is $60 less. So I think it's like $80. And it's got a third charger on the back in the form of a USB-A port. So you could still plug in the watch that way. But to me, having all 3-in-1 is the deal, even if it's not air power. and then something else that was a surprise that was like part of the new technology this year that I'm grateful for is the release, like the announcement and release of AirPlay 2 TVs and third-party smart TVs with Apple's TV app. This was announced like the beginning of the year as part of CES 2019, that Samsung would be the first TV maker to have AirPlay 2 built in for video and audio. So you can send that from your phone or iPad or Mac to your TV without having an Apple TV. And at the time they described it as, we'd also have the iTunes movies and TV stores, TV shows app. And that became the Apple TV app. And so the day that Samsung went from announcing it as coming in the year to releasing one, my mission was to find the cheapest Samsung TV with these features I could. And it turned out it was like a $279 TV that's 4K, 43 inches, and LED. Not OLED, but at least LED. And, you know, and it's a decent TV. Like, it's not the one that I use in the living room, but for a bedroom TV mounted on the wall, it's awesome. And it's $278, which compared to the price of just an Apple TV box with no TV, that's $150 to $200. So, you know, and it's hard to find a TV without smart features now. So I put it on my gift list because it didn't exist last year. And I'm using one every day now. And I've gotten close. Like, there was a time where I was getting pretty close to buying an Apple TV anyway. But then Apple TV Plus came out, and that made there more to watch on the Samsung TV with the built-in TV app and Disney Plus and some different things. So I'm solid again on I can just use that TV without an Apple TV in the bedroom. So that's cool. More technology that didn't exist last year that does this year, Linksys VLOP Wi-Fi 6 mesh router. It's really expensive. It's like $400, maybe on sale for $300. But it's Wi-Fi 6, which is used to be called 802.11ax. It replaces 802.11ac, which a few months ago, it was a faster and better standard of Wi-Fi like for the future, but it wasn't in any Apple products. And then the iPhone 11 came out, and Wi-Fi 6 is in all of the new iPhone 11 phones. So presumably, Apple will put that in more devices next year too, like maybe iPads and Macs. And so if you get a Wi-Fi 6 router now, then you'll be ready to take advantage of those new features whenever you buy new hardware. So it's on the wish list, or it's on the gift list. The only thing is that if you want to do a mesh system where you've got Wi-Fi throughout your house, like solid, reliably, then you want to have more of these, and so that gets more expensive. And you can get like two packs, even like in black instead of white, for the same $300 price as you could get this on sale. So it's a tough recommendation, but seriously, if you're buying something for someone who has like all the tech, they probably don't have this yet because it's a bit pricey right now. But it's like building for what's to come next year. And a router isn't something that you upgrade, you know, every few months. It's something that you probably buy once and use it for a long time.
Might as well future-proof.
Indeed. And a few more things. The Logitech MX Master 3 mouse. This started whenever my two-year-old son lost my Black Magic mouse that comes with the iMac Pro. He lost it in my office, and I could never find it. And it was within Bluetooth range because I could see it paired in the battery life. And eventually it died. But I couldn't find it, so I had to buy a new mouse, and I wasn't going to spend $100 on the same mouse I already had, only for it to turn up in a few, you know, months. So I tried the Logitech MX Master 2S mouse that people, you know, got really good reviews from people in the Mac community, and I was really happy with that. That when I eventually my son found the mouse that was like in a crevice in my desk chair that I never would have looked, you know, to find. I didn't even use the Magic Mouse anymore. Like it felt too flat and not ergonomic enough. And the things that you can do with the Logitech MX Master Advanced mouses is really cool. So then they came out with the version 3. So I had 2S. They came out with the version 3. And it looks a little bit different. It feels a little bit different in the hand. But the big thing for me is that it charges over USB-C instead of micro USB-C. And so when MacBook Pros and iPad Pros and iMacs and everything have USB-C, it's like, that's cool. And, you know, let's get rid of micro USB-C So I had one sent to write about, to review, you know, to mention in the gift guide. And I was glad that I loved it because it really is better than the one that it replaces. And so I can, you know, kind of hand down the one that I had before. And I also asked it to test from Logitech the MX Master Keys wireless keyboard. And it's similar to Apple's wireless keyboard that comes with the iMac Pro, the black one that's got the numpad and everything. But the difference is that it's backlit and it can switch between devices with like a button click. And also it charges over USB-C instead of Lightning in that case. So I found the feel of that to be really nice too. So both of those are on my list. And the mouse in particular, because it is so new that it's only been out within the last, you know, couple of months or so. So people probably don't have that yet. And the last thing I mentioned was something that wasn't for me, but was for my wife. And it's the Bridge Pro keyboard for iPad Pro. And this all started whenever she started going back to school to advance her nursing degree. And her only computer was the 12-inch MacBook from 2015, April 2015. So it was slow at the time. It was slower now. And she was complaining about like just how web browsing and writing papers for school was hard on it. And so I was like, well, how about you take this, my iPad Pro 11-inch, and I'll get the big one. And so I did that. And then she was kind of like using both a little bit. And I was like, you know, you could replace the MacBook with the iPad. It's capable now. And so she made sure she could do everything for school on it. And she was using it with the Smart Keyboard Folio because that's what I had, the Apple keyboard case. But she was like, this thing is too cramped, the 11-inch version. And it's not like typing on a computer anymore. And I was like, oh, we have to try this thing that isn't for me, because I think it's like, oh, it's weird and overkill. But for someone who's going from a Mac or PC to an iPad as their like computer replacement, it's really cool. So the Bridge Pro keyboard, it makes your iPad look like a MacBook, only with touchscreen. And she's been using that. Like, I've never seen her take it off of her iPad, because it's like, that's how she uses her iPad now. And it's so similar to a MacBook that she was working, and her boss like saw her, you know, I have it for like writing notes or something, and they were like, what kind of MacBook is that? And this is the touchscreen. And she like had them going for a little bit. So yeah, there's some different things. So in previous years, I mean, I've had a different variety of options, but for this year, I really did want to focus on things that either I've used or people in my life have used that I'm actually grateful for. In many cases, I didn't buy on my own, but I received for testing, and to have that as a gift would also be very cool. So that is it for this year. And
awesome, yeah.
I know you'll have one coming out soon, and the whole team.
We should have one on HomeKit coming out soon, one on travel, and probably quite a bit more.
Indeed. Well, thanks for having me, Chance.
Yeah, thank you, Zach. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. Read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.